Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? Hey, Earbuddies. I want to tell you about a podcast that I think you're going to love. It's called Between Two Mics, and it's a podcast all about the podcast industry. On this show, hosts Zach and Rock chat with podcast industry leaders who are pushing the limits of this space. Last week, they spoke with Amanda Hickman, the managing director of AIR, which stands for the Association of Independents in Radio. They spoke all about freelancer rates, how to determine if you should work for someone, and more. If you're creating audio on a contract basis, you don't want to miss this chat. Listen to Between Two Mics, the Squadcast podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Today in your inbox, you'll find an email from us with the subject line, "We Need Diversity." This week's theme comes to us from Isabel Sachs, founder of I Like Networking, a platform and podcast which aims to support women and non-binary professionals looking for a career in the creative and cultural industry. Through Isabel's podcast picks, we'll hear from many diverse and inspiring women about their own career journeys, feminism, and how they stay inspired. After our podcast recommendations from Isabel, we're bringing you a chat between me and Mila Atmos, the producer and host of Future Hindsight, a weekly podcast that aims to spark civic engagement through in-depth conversations with citizen changemakers. What most informs Mila's worldview is her belief that American democracy is a living, breathing mechanism whose well-being deserves to be cultivated and protected. Can't wait for y'all to listen to our conversation later in the show. First, let's talk about this week's podcast picks from Isabel Sachs on the theme, We Need Diversity. Here's why Isabel chose this theme. Isabel writes, "One of the hardest hit sectors due to COVID is the creative industry. It's always reinventing itself, and it's about time we highlight their importance and bring some inspiration from diverse voices." Here are the episodes chosen by Isabel. The first one comes to us from Gals on the Road and is called Career Paths. Gals on the Road is a multimedia collective of Black femme creatives who began this platform to create a space for discussing Black womanhood and the things people go through on the road. In this episode, three hosts discuss building and navigating your career path mid-pandemic and how to combat the subconscious ways we hinder our creativity. I loved the queen section of the podcast, basically just the hosts going around and nominating different women that they know or admire to be queens. That mix with their fantastically thick British accents is like music to my ears. The next episode comes to us from our curator Isabel's podcast, which is called I Like Networking, and is called Jade Coles, No Niche, No Problem. In this episode, we hear from Jade Coles, a creative strategist with over 8 years of experience in cultural production and event programming. Coles discusses how her career led her everywhere, even to world stages as a performer, and how to combat the ways in which our own beliefs of self-worth may be doing more harm than good. Jade Coles' job sounds amazing. She's a, quote, "creative strategist whose niche is designing cultural event programs that resonate with London's creative, forward-thinking audiences," end quote. Next up, we're listening to a podcast called Wannabe, and the episode is called Coco Khan, Know Yourself. This episode was really, really great, and I encourage everybody to check it out. Host Imriel Morgan, the CEO of Content is Queen, look it up, you'll thank me, sits down with journalist Coco Khan to talk about success and representation and how it's important, but so often a form of tokenism that's really tricky to navigate. They also talk about cultivating your individuality and voice on and off paper, so this episode definitely follows in that career path theme. The next recommendation comes from the podcast Keeping Track, and the episode is called Lindsay Krause, runner and journalist at the New York Times. This podcast is great even if you don't run, even if you do run, even if you don't do sports, you get to listen to three badass Olympians talk about who and what inspired them and motivated them to chase their dreams. And just listening to this podcast feels productive. In this episode, we hear from Lindsay Krause of the New York Times about her recent award-winning work addressing issues in women's sports, like how the entire industry is made for and built for men. Yeah, really. Take a listen for a more in-depth, articulate understanding of how the power structures and systems put in place in the sports world limit women. And the last recommendation of the week is from the podcast In Good Company, and the episode we're checking out is called Bonus Episode, A Feminist State of the Union. This episode is a live recording from the Feminist State of the Union, which host Ategi Uwagba led on International Women's Day. It was a conversational salon about contemporary feminism, which featured conversations on corporate feminism, intersectionality, and how we can all be better feminists and allies to marginalized communities. Thank you to Isabel Sachs for choosing these podcasts as part of this week's Earbuds theme, We Need Diversity. We'll have a link in the show notes of this episode to all of these podcasts that we recommended. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have absolutely no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the podcast spotlight for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. So this week, we're hearing from our newsletter and podcast coordinator, Maya, who spotlit the Well and Good podcast. Here's what Maya says about this podcast. Well and Good is a digital wellness platform that helps decode and demystify what it means to live a well life, inside and out. I'm loving this newer podcast because it presents a 360 view on health and is aimed at helping to clear out the clutter and noise that often comes along with views on health. If you want to learn about what makes us feel better as a society, why we should move our bodies, and more about the true damaging nature of diet culture, take a listen to this podcast. Thanks, Maya. Now let's get into my chat with Mila Atmos, host of Future Hindsight. I told you about Mila a little earlier in this episode, so we're just going to jump right on in. Here we go. Mila Atmos, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
I'm very excited to have you on. We've been in the podcast space together for a really long time. I think we met a while back in Los Angeles.
Correct. I think almost exactly 2 years ago, if memory serves me right. It was March of 2019, and it's now March of 2021.
Way before the world completely changed shape. But I'm glad to have you here and to catch up about what you're doing in the podcast space and to hear what got you into the podcast space. So why don't we start with that? Tell us the first podcast that you listened to, if you can remember.
So I was kind of really late to the podcasting thing, but I first listened to Serial, like a lot of people. But I think the show that got me really hooked was Slow Burn about Nixon. I thought it was so fascinating. And I couldn't put it down. Literally, I was attached to my headphones and my husband said, "What are you doing? Take those things off." But I thought it was really, really well done and just so interesting about the time because, you know, when that happened, all of the scandals that surrounded the Nixon years are almost forgotten if, they don't get mentioned, right? The only thing that gets mentioned if you're studying history is that he resigned, he did this thing called Watergate, but you don't remember that Spiro Agnew resigned 6 months prior and that there were people all around sort of enmeshed in conspiracy theories and all that. And I thought it was really fascinating.
Yeah. And did that lead you to where you are now in the political podcasting space? What came first?
It's interesting. Maybe it came about around the same time. So after the 2016 election, I thought to myself, what's really happening here? How can we make this better? Because I felt that so many Americans were so unhappy and they really wanted a better way to be politically engaged, which is to say to have a stake somehow in the political process. The summer of 2017, I went to Germany. I grew up in Germany until I was 11 years old. And because I think that there isn't a lot of education about the Holocaust in the United States, which is very strange. But in Germany, you do it every day, basically. And I thought, well, my children are really not learning this properly. So I went on a tour about the rise and fall of Nazism with my children at that time in Munich. And then we went to see the ruins of Hitler's mountain retreat and the bunkers there. And we learned about how the German people became Nazis over a very long time. It was sort of the slippery slope of a steady diet of lies and obfuscation and violence also from, of course, the Hitler regime and the slow change of normative behavior that was acceptable among Germans. At that time, I thought, well, this is very similar to this moment for us in the United States. It was just so similar. And I had not thought about it in a long time, the way that Germans became Nazis. You know, you don't really think about it. You study it as a child and you move on. And I thought, you know, we need to have a conversation with the American people. And I think it was right that summer when I listened to Slow Burn. And I thought, wait, we have actually seen this before during the Nixon years as well. And I thought, isn't this a great medium to talk to people in their ears and make them think about the way that we conceive of the world? And that's kind of what got me started. So that was in the summer of 2017. I thought about the podcast as an idea. And then I launched in January of 2018 on the anniversary of the inauguration.
And you've kind of been podcasting ever since. You have
yes, pretty much.
A lot of episodes and you are constantly churning out amazing content. So I was wondering if you might Thank be you. Able to give some advice to podcasters who are either just getting into the game and want to have a show that lasts a long time, or podcasters who are thinking of fading out a little bit. And what advice would you give them to not fade out? Or maybe it is okay to fade out.
You know, that's a good question about if it's a good idea to fade out. So the way that I thought about this is that I want it to be a long-lasting podcast. And I thought that if I don't have a catalog of content, then it's very difficult to market. And it's very difficult to get people to continue to listen if you don't continually produce. So last year, it sounds totally insane, but in 2020, we dropped 48 episodes, you know, and a year is only 52 weeks long. So I didn't even know that until it was all over. But all this to say, I was like, oh my God, so many episodes. I thought, you know, there's a part of me that feels like there's so much that we need to learn. There's so many things that we could be discovering together that I don't really want to stop. And then the other thing is that people say yes. You know, we do a lot of cold calling, cold emailing, or going to events. I used to go to people's book talks, or if I see them speak in public, I would just turn up and see if they're good speakers. And then I would ask them at the end of the event if they would be on the podcast, you know, total strangers. And a lot of people just agree to it. And so I thought, well, you know, these people have something to say. We should have them on. But really, I think one of the most motivating things about this is that there are so many people who are really dedicated to making our society function better. And I really want people to know about them. And so that keeps me going in many ways.
When people ask you about your podcast, who are the top three guests that always come to your mind? What are the most impactful episodes that you've done?
We had one episode that actually won an award. Thanks to the Asian American Podcast Association. They awarded us the best interview category for a conversation with Shoshana Zuboff, who is a retired Harvard professor. She wrote a book about surveillance capitalism. And actually, if you've seen The Social Dilemma, she's in yes. there very prominently. She's totally amazing. Her book is really fantastic. And it really taught me to see the internet, social media companies in a totally different way in terms of how they're actually corrosive to democracy, as opposed to just being an infringement upon your privacy. And I think that's a really important episode. And then my very first episode, when you listen to it now, I think it'll sound really clunky, but it was with Bernard Harcourt, who used to work for the Equal Justice Initiative, I think before it was called that, with Bryan Stevenson. So he used to represent people on death row. Yeah. Yes, correct. We talked about why it's important to be civically engaged. And I thought it was really brilliant that what he said is that if we don't engage in the public sphere, somebody else will do that. Somebody else will fill the public sphere. And that's why you need to get in there and be engaged and have your voice heard. Because if you're not doing it, somebody else will speak for you, even if you don't want that, or you're not even cognizant that it's happening. And then my final, you said three, right?
Yeah, give me a third.
Let me think. You know, I love so many of them. I think maybe one that is really dear to my heart is a conversation with Kathy Eden. She wrote a book called $2 a Day. Her research is on people who are destitute in the United States. And we don't realize that there are people literally living on $2 a day and are selling plasma from their blood to make ends meet. And I think people don't know that this is happening right here.
And your whole podcast is an attempt to help people stay civically engaged. Is that right? Would you characterize it that way?
Yes, exactly. And I think that if you know what's happening, if you understand the issues better, I think it's much easier to be engaged. And to be engaged means many things. You could be, you know, a community activist, you could run for office, or you could just be somebody who's a really informed voter and reads the newspaper better and can be a voice of reason and good public policy, explain them to your friends and family. I wanted to do this show to show people that there are so many ways to get engaged. And even listening to a podcast and being well-informed is one of them.
How do you engage with your listeners and the community that your podcast has created outside of the actual podcast?
This is a good question. We really struggle with that. And I don't really know how to make it better. We always ask people to reach out to us or follow us on social media, and we get very little interaction. Lately, I've been thinking maybe Clubhouse could be interesting to say, hey, we're having an open Clubhouse conversation. But I saw you had that conversation on Twitter, and I thought that was way better than Clubhouse. So I don't know how to do that, of course, but you can teach me. But I thought,
Twitter Spaces?
Yeah, exactly. Twitter Spaces. That was really informative. I really enjoyed it.
So for listeners who are unfamiliar with what we're talking about, Twitter Spaces has emerged as a kind of competitor to Clubhouse. And I was recently in a chat led by Jonathan Bailey Strong and a bunch of other podcast people about all things communication related and community related, and kind of the difference between Clubhouse and Twitter Spaces and where the future of all this is going. And it was a great conversation. And I also felt like sometimes the conversations on Clubhouse are a little bit marketing heavy, whereas this conversation that I had on Twitter Spaces was actually content and value focused.
Totally agree. Also, I like that you don't have to be a member. You know, Clubhouse is a little bit like, well, if you're not a member, then it's complicated.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the Clubhouse world and in the social audio world. And I'm excited to see where that goes. But that might be an interesting way for you to engage with your listeners outside of the podcast in a more synchronous way.
Right. Yeah. So I hope we'll find something that makes sense and, you know, gets people engaged and gets us excited too.
What excites you about the future of Future Hindsight?
I think that now that we are in our fourth year, that sounds totally crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like that our audience has matured with us, meaning that, you know, we have grown so much in the last 4 years. And I think we have people who are real fans who tell their friends about the show. I think that's really exciting. And I also think that because I've learned so much in the last 3+ years, I am a better interviewer. I think I get more out of an interview, which I can share with the audience in a way that I couldn't have in the first year.
Really big, really important, something I'm learning along the way as well. What podcasts are you listening to now, lately? What's on your podcast app?
I listen to a lot of the big shows. Like, I really love Hidden Brain. In fact, Hidden Brain was one of the inspirations for me as well. And I used to listen to it on NPR, because what I loved about Hidden Brain is that it uncovered something that we didn't even know was happening with our brains and our behaviors. And I feel like this is the same for us as a society. There are a lot of things that we do and we don't know why we do them. And maybe if we can examine them, we can behave in a different way. And so I listen to Hidden Brain still. I love Stay Tuned with Preet Bharara. I think that's really good for, you know, New York-y news.
Very Southern District of New York of you.
Yes, exactly. I still love Pod Save America. And then I listen to Shelter in Place. I just started it. Shelter in Place is a podcast that's an indie podcast by Laura Joyce Davis. And she started podcasting last year at the beginning of the pandemic and dropped short episodes every day. And to listen to that now, it's kind of fascinating. Remembering what we were thinking at the time and how uncertain everything felt and how actually today, even though our uncertainty level actually is not really less, but we feel more comfortable with that uncertainty.
We're creatures of habit, and now the habit is being uncertain, and that's good with us.
Yes, exactly. Are we going to see each other next week? Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows, exactly.
Well, I think that's a great place for us to leave it. Where can people find you, find Future Hindsight, and get in touch if they want to?
So you can listen to Future Hindsight on any podcast app that you like to listen to Future Hindsight, or any podcast, I should say. And you can also find us on futurehindsight.com and follow us on Twitter at Future Hindsight, which is spelled without an E, or follow me, Mila Atmos, all one word.
Awesome. Mila, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to continuing to listen to Future Hindsight.
Thank you.
Another huge thank you to Mila Atmos for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast for this interview. I hope you enjoyed our chat. We'll be back next week with another interview with a passionate podcast-related person. We have earbud swag now. Our shop is at TeePublic. And the way it works is that we upload the logos and you decide what piece of clothing you want to have that logo on. We'll have a link to the shop in our show notes. And if you want to support Earbuds Podcast Collective and be cozy, this is a really great way to do that. And while you're on the internet, buying yourself a nice cozy sweatshirt, make sure you're following us on all the socials. We're at Earbuds Podcast Collective on most platforms. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslap.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.